the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
The term fake news is flung around social media. It calls into question the integrity and ethics of some journalists and outlets. Sometimes the accusation is because the news is indeed fake, while other times it's because the truth hurts. I'm Nikki Donaldson. Today my guest is Dr. Holly Holliday. She is an assistant professor of media, journalism, and film at Missouri State University. This is the first in a two-part series about fake news.
The idea of fake news is something that has become really prevalent in recent media discourse, but is not something that is new and traces back most directly to the late 1800s. If anyone is familiar with the concept of yellow journalism, Joseph Pulitzer and William Randolph Hearst were in a bit of a newspaper competition and needed ways to sell their newspapers. And so in order to do that, because the media industry is and has always been something that is geared at generating profit. So in order to do that, they began to publish really salacious stories that were either purposefully misleading or altogether false.
Media literacy is key to teasing out fake news, noted Holliday. She is somewhat pessimistic and yet hopeful about this media landscape.
I think that being a very profit-driven industry, as all industries are really for the most part, there's an incentive to make money, and that is very much what fake news is rooted in. So my pessimism comes from the fact that it's not likely to go away from an industry standpoint. My optimism, as someone who teaches courses in media journalism and film and is really passionate about media literacy, my optimism is very much rooted in the fact that we can become much more conscious, careful media consumers.
But how can you avoid the fake news story? How do you stop the story, a steaming train headed straight for viral status that you know looks a little suspicious? Holliday gives her thoughts.
Making sure that you are getting accurate information requires both buy-in and participation from media consumers. And that's not always something I think is easy for us to do, either based on we just don't have the want to do it or the time to seek out accuracy and information. And so one thing I always encourage my students to do is to think about the credibility of the source. It takes a little bit more work to investigate who the author is, what the economic interests are, and I think that's oftentimes why we don't find people doing it. It's much easier to click share or retweet on a viral image, but I really encourage them to do that. I think that's our first line of defense in combating fake news, is being agentic media consumers who are willing to take the extra steps to make sure something has veracity.
According to the Pew Research Center, mobile news consumption jumped from 54% to 72% in the last few years alone. So now you're reading a story that may sound fishy on a much smaller screen, making it less convenient to open a new tab to verify information and sources. Fumble fingers and frustration may or may not affect this desire to dig deeper, says Holliday.
I'm not sure that the fact that we consume so much of our media on mobile devices has made us less conscious and less responsible for seeking out sources. I think you first have to be the type of person who would do that anyway. It does absolutely make it a lot more difficult and less convenient to do. The optimistic side of me would like to say that if you see something suspicious, regardless of whether you're on a desktop or a laptop or a mobile device, where we do get a lot of our news and do consume a lot of our media, that you would, no matter the device, be willing to seek out that information. It's harder, certainly, on mobile devices, but I think it more lies in people willing to take the responsibility and take the extra effort to seek out that information regardless of device.
That was Dr. Holly Holliday. She is an assistant professor of media, journalism, and film at Missouri State University. Tune in next Tuesday for the second in a two-part series about fake news. We will discuss what it is and what it is not. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.